Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The gap between those who are leading and those who are being led is as wide as it's ever been.
President Joe Biden turned 80 on Sunday and is now the first octogenarian to serve as commander-in-chief. David Leventhal is editor of Business Insider, which reports that one in four members of Congress are over age 70.
When it comes to climate change and social issues, energy, the environment, technology, of course, too, are truly they getting what they want? And in the opinions of younger Americans, no, there was a lot to be desired from leadership.
Outgoing Speaker of the House, 82-year-old Nancy Pelosi, has announced she's stepping aside as Democratic leader in favor of 52-year-old Hakeem Jeffries of New York. But a new Reuters Ipsos poll found that two-thirds of Americans favor age limits for president, Senate, and Congress. Tomorrow, the Department of Justice will ask a court to end an outside review of evidence seized from former President Donald Trump's Florida estate. Trump says he's running in 2024 and claims the Mar-a-Lago search was part of a witch hunt. But Attorney General Merrick Garland says it's in the public's interest to appoint a special counsel to oversee criminal investigations of Trump related to the January 6 attack.
The special counsel will also conduct the investigation involving classified documents and other presidential records, as well as the possible obstruction of that investigation.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is restating his threat to remove several top House Democrats from committee assignments should the Republican become the next speaker.
As being speaker, they don't hand gavels out by size, small, medium, and large. They just give you one gavel with the power and the power of subpoena as well. And we're going to use it.
McCarthy is targeting Minnesota progressive Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's post on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, accusing her of anti-Semitism, which she denies. He also plans to kick two California Democrats off of the House Intelligence Committee, a move Democrats describe as revenge for investigations of January 6 and Trump's possible ties to Russia. President Biden is again calling for an assault weapons ban after an AR-15 was used in a mass shooting at an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs. At least five people were killed and more than two dozen injured in Saturday's attack. Police Chief Adrian Vasquez says it will be investigated as a hate crime.
Club Q is a safe haven for our LGBTQ citizens. Every citizen has the right to feel safe and secure in our city, to go about our beautiful city without fear of being harmed or treated poorly. I'm so terribly saddened and heartbroken.
Officials are praising brave individuals, they say, subdued the gunman, who is in custody. UN climate talks in Egypt have closed on a note of unity, a landmark deal to compensate developing nations for climate harm. But observers are criticizing its lack of binding detail. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our eTrust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.